This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:13 on Galesburg's Evening News at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The next season of the Red Carpet series at the Orpheum Theater was released today or introduced today. So we thought if you missed it, we'll talk about it with Orpheum Executive Director Kevin Maynard. Kevin, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Will.
So just to confirm what we were talking about off the air, you are not interested in bringing a shark into the Orpheum Theater at all?
I mean, not entirely interested.
Oh, there's a small possibility.
I mean, I'm sure that I could, you know, if we could work out the, you know, the technical and the legal aspects of it. So.
Hey, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. Outside the box thinking, you know, nobody does that enough, apparently.
Yeah.
Speaking of thinking, when you release or when you put together a series like the Red Carpet series of shows, what's kind of the thought process? Is there a strategy in mind? Is it just you throw things to a wall and see if it sticks? How does that work?
It's all of the above.
Yeah.
You know, we start out with kind of a, you know, this is what an ideal season looks like. And then we go from there. You know, we want to have a little bit of a variety. So, we definitely want to hit some music, and we definitely want to hit some comedy. And, you know, we try to aim for some dance and some other outliers. And obviously, you know, a good theater aspect. And then we kind of look at what's touring, what's available, and, you know, just keep going from there.
All right. So let's talk about the shows in case people haven't heard of them yet. You're starting off the season in October?
Yep. It's a little bit later this year, but we'll be starting on Thursday, October 5th with the Stray Cat Lee Rocker.
Wow, that's
Lee Rocker,
awesome.
Yes. He's a Grammy-nominated musician, bass player Hall of Fame. Used to play with the Stray Cats in the 80s. And I will say that I was lucky enough to see him at a conference, and wow, has he still got it. Just amazing.
I imagine all the Stray Cats, at least most of them anyway, should still have it.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's awesome. So we're looking forward to that starting off October 5th. Mm-hmm. And then I see another well-known, at least familiar name in music right after that.
Yes. So on October 21st, which is a Saturday, we're gonna be hosting AJ Croce, which last name probably sounds familiar to a lot of people, but that is Jim Croce's son.
Okay.
He will be doing a show entitled Two Generations of American Music. This is the first year that he's actually toured this nationwide, but it's a show where he will play some of his own music, play his father's music, and tell some stories. And he's actually got some original recordings of his father's music, some really cool stuff.
Yeah, that's very cool. I know I've heard of AJ Croce before, so it sounds like he's had a pretty pretty good career outside of sharing the name of his dad.
Oh,
pretty
yes.
much.
Yes, he is an incredibly talented musician. Both guitar and piano. Just his skills are really impressive.
Okay. And then something I know you've done in the past that's really well received and I love this kind of thing. So I'm very glad this is coming back.
Yes. So it's kind of become a staple on all of our series now is doing a live radio play. So this year it's a brand new show. This year we'll be doing a Christmas Carol, a live radio play. And for if anybody hasn't seen a live radio play, it is a collection of voice actors doing many different characters, many different voices, and a Foley artist on stage. So any sound effects are done right in front of your eyes in real time.
For those of you who listen to music on your phones and your computers, this was the way radio was done back in my day.
Exactly.
More or less.
Exactly. I mean, the really cool thing is that for that performance, there is basically about 2 minutes at the beginning that is the only thing that is pre-recorded, and that's the pre-show announcement.
So, wow, okay. Yeah. So that's December 22nd?
Yep, December 22nd and 23rd, so Friday and
Perfect.
Saturday, right before Christmas, really like butting up against Christmas.
Very perfect, although it occurs to me now that means Christmas is on a Monday. I don't know how I'm going to handle that. But nonetheless, forget I haven't even said that. You have a big magic show coming up in March.
Yes, the Magic of Bill Blagg Live, March 2nd. He is incredible. And this is a main stage illusion, very big illusions, big tricks, just some really, really impressive stuff. You know, he's been called unbelievable by USA Today, absolutely incredible by the Chicago Tribune, really funny guy. So you can come and see some, just jaw-dropping illusions.
Absolutely. I look forward to that for sure coming up in March. And then later that month, another pretty good name.
Yes. Comedian Henry Cho will be joining us on Saturday. That's actually Friday, March 23rd. Henry Cho has been around doing comedy for a long time.
Yeah.
You can see, I believe he's got a comedy special on Netflix called What's That Clicking Noise? he is, you know, one of the reasons that he really drew our attention is he is very clean and family friendly. So, you know, not a show that you can't bring your children to, and not a show that, you know, you don't have to worry about the content for a lot of people. So
that's got to be something that I imagine weighs pretty heavily. I mean, I imagine you want to have that family friendly aspect, but maybe some, I don't want to say not so family friendly, but
yeah,
maybe some sort of more adult type fare too.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we definitely, you know, we're always open to, you know, kind of towing that line,
mm-hmm.
You know, but we definitely don't want to, you know, go too far because there are a lot of comedians out there that, for our market kind of push it a little too far.
Some of what you've played, I think, at the Orpheum.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I certainly understand that. So tickets for all these shows, are they available yet?
Yeah, tickets are available
for
now. You can get an entire season package. You can grab that online or through our box office. If you buy the entire series, it's a 15% discount, and I believe it comes out to right around $90 for the entire series, which is an incredible deal. And then you can start buying individual tickets as well.
Wonderful. And all you have to do to buy those tickets is what?
Get online to galesburgorpheum.org/tickets or give us a call at 309-342-2299 or just stop by inside the theater.
I imagine, do you ever get people who give you all these, I imagine people suggest types of shows and artists to you all the time, and I imagine there are probably some that say, oh, you haven't brought the show that I want here.
Oh,
yet.
Yes.
What do you usually tell them?
You know, I actually really enjoy getting those recommendations,
yeah.
You know, because it allows us to kind of go out and, you know, see what our market wants. You know, sometimes we can bring that artist in, and sometimes, you know, it's just not financially feasible for us. And sometimes it just, it may fit what you want. It doesn't fit what everybody wants. And that's kind of something that we have to focus on as well.
Speaking of finances, I'm sure you're looking for sponsors and things like that for these shows.
Always. So
very good.
We've reached out to some. We've got some kind of in process there. But yep, we are looking for sponsors for our series. Yeah.
Finally, before we wrap up, how are things going overall? Pretty going well this year.
Oh my gosh, things are going fantastic.
Good.
You know, we just saw really a great outpouring of love and support from our community. In both sponsorships, donations, as well as, you know, people just coming and seeing those shows. Speaking of shows, we do have two more shows of Oklahoma on Saturday and Sunday this week. Some great seats still available. And, I mean, for everybody that saw it this past week, and they can tell you, I mean, they killed it. It was a great show.
Pretty big draw those nights of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, great size audience and really responsive audiences. So it was a lot of fun in the theater this past weekend.
And you have a big fundraiser coming up, right?
That is right. On August 5th, we are hosting our annual gala. This year it's an Old West theme.
Called
the Magnificent 17. You don't have to you don't have to come in costume, but it definitely you know, it's a lot more fun, and you know, you can have a lot of really great time if you do. Tickets for that are on sale now. They are $60. One of the things I like to point out is that the ticket price is the fundraiser. So when you get inside, there's no auction, silent auction, anything like that. We just want you to come have some food from the Chuck Wagon and have some whiskey and different kind of drinks from that era, as well as just have a good time. We've got a great Midwestern swing band that'll be playing. They're coming from Ohio to play that night.
Wonderful. And I imagine that's the perfect opportunity, if you haven't seen all the work that's gone on recently at the theater, to come take a look at it and be awestruck, pretty much. It is amazing.
Yes, we will definitely be showcasing that that as well. So
very good. And that's at galesburgorpheum.org as well?
That is.
All right, Kevin Maynard, Executive Director of the Orpheum Theater, thanks so much for your time. Best wishes with these shows and everything you have coming up.
Oh, thanks for having me, Will.